Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest this evening is a 6-time Emmy winner who stars as a foul-mouthed baseball announcer in Bruckmeyer, now in its 3rd season. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Hank Azaria.
Hello there.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to be seen.
It's been
It's been too long.
It's
been quite a while. Month of Sundays, as my old auntie used to say.
Now, you are, I think it's generally agreed, a very funny person.
I thought you were going to say handsome, but that's all right.
You are. You are, but I will get to that in a moment.
All
that
right.
is part of the problem
yes.
with Hank Azaria. I don't know if I've said this to you before. If I have said this to you before, I do not care. And here's the thing, is that are you aware that there's a controversy around you in the comedy community?
Well, what now, God?
It's that you are physically fit.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
This is not what a comedian is supposed to look like when
his shirt
is off. That is not it. There are a lot of looks comedians are supposed to have. This isn't one. You and Joel McHale, both funny, both with physiques. I don't like it. Answer for yourself.
The way I filled out the little bathing suit was kind of funny.
That was very nice.
Yes. Yeah, that was Long Came Polly. That was many years ago.
Sure.
I feel like
you still hit the gym, right? You still work.
Yes, I went. You know, nothing scares you into the gym like knowing you're going to be naked or even worse, in a Speedo in a movie.
Do you do that often? Have you been naked recently?
Well, at home, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
How daring!
They often ask me to take off my clothes in movies, and each time that they do, I run to the gym like a nut. But now I like working out. It keeps me kind of sane and happy.
Sure.
I work out a
lot. I hear great things.
Thanks a lot. Do you not work out?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do. 4 days a week, I do. I get up in the morning to do it, but it's my heart's never really in it.
But do you actually, well...
I actually work out.
You do?
Work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to do it every day. There are some days, I call them nope days, where nope days, where I just do my best. I get there. Mm-hmm. Music on, treadmill, hit the button, 1-2 steps, nope, and off I go. It's not gonna happen.
I assume is this a private gym or like the other people there?
Anyway, I recently did it right in public. We were actually vacationing in lovely Key Biscayne, Florida,
yes.
And I got to be friendly with the guy who runs the place there, because I work out a lot, Stephen, as you pointed out to your audience. And I did one of those nope things. 1-2, nope, off I go. And he was laughing at me. What happened? What happened to you? You never run. That's my impression of that guy.
Okay.
The next day I came back with my wife. Came back to the gym with my wife, who's only 7 years younger than I am, I might add.
Okay.
And as we're signing in, he says to her, "Oh, Mrs. Azaria, you should have seen your dad yesterday." I swear to God, that's true. I know.
Ow.
To which she said, "What?" I said, You're dead. And he took 2 steps on the machine, and then he got off.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Do you think that I am her father?" And he saw the look on my face, and he went, I was kidding, I was kidding. That he was not. So how good can I look? I wish I had that picture. I could have showed it to him.
Just carry that around everywhere you go. Yeah. Well, now you're in the 30th season of the longest-running show ever on television, The Simpsons.
Correct.
You've been in every single one.
Every single one.
658 or something like that,
in the mid-600s.
And you guys have had some amazing guest stars on the show over the years. Do you ever actually get to be with them, or is it all just... I was lucky enough to do one small part, and it was just me in a booth here in New York, and it just got satellited out there.
Yes.
Do you ever actually get to be with these guest stars who are on the show with y'all?
Usually not. I can count on one hand the people that actually were with us. Eric Idle came to the table read. Mel Gibson was at the table read.
Sure.
Stephen Hawking came to the table read. Stephen Hawking, yes. I know. He was a huge fan of the show, and he did the show. He even recorded, he spoke through an electronic voice box.
Sure.
He actually did that himself, and they animated to that.
Yep.
But the day he came, he was super late, like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
And you guys are all waiting around
the table? We're all waiting, about 80 of us gathered. And there's a thing in Hollywood, if a luminary is late, people start whispering, well, what do we do? Do we start? Do we not start? What? And it became an open conversation. And this is the funniest line I've ever heard uttered by a human being, by the way. So we're all debating, should we start or not? And we're stressing out. And Harry Shearer, who plays a lot of the voices on The Simpsons, without looking up from his newspaper, said, does the man have no concept of time? Pretty good.
That's pretty fantastic.
Not bad. Yeah.
Now, you have a young son. You have a 10-year-old son?
He'll be 10 in June, my
10
son.
In June. Okay, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And is he impressed with your ability to do voices? Because how many voices do you do? Like 100 or something like that?
I've done over 100 on The Simpsons. I've way lost count. He is now... When my aforementioned wife was pregnant, we ran into the late and lovely Robin Williams, who I know a bit. I've worked with her a couple of times. And he warned me. He said, your kid, when he's little, won't let you do any voices. He won't allow it. I'm telling you.
Won't allow it?
He said, all my kids, they hated it when they were little. And he was absolutely right. My son could not stand if I would read a story and go, oh, and then the lamb walked. Dad, please, just... Let the text breathe. Let the words live. Don't.
You're pushing.
Don't embellish. You're pushing. Yeah, you're over the top. But then after a while, then I had to audition voices for him. Because they would scare him. They would scare him. Like a bear. I'd go like, well, the bear boy. Ah, Dad, no.
Too bear.
Too scary. Yeah, so bears had to be kind of nerdy. But I ended up. Like, I read him the entire, the Frank Baum Wizard of Oz books.
There's
a million of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I read a bunch of them, and I cast them all as Simpsons characters.
But he didn't know that.
He does not know that. He still doesn't know. He hasn't seen the show yet. He does not know that. He will someday.
Like, who did you cast as who?
I believe I had Moe as the Scarecrow. I felt like good casting to me. He had a little bit of an edge, The Scarecrow. The Scarecrow don't have no brain, right?
No brain.
So I figured Mo, right? Mo's kind of a brainless guy. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, keep away from me with that fire. What are you, nuts? I might have no brains, but you got no brain, pal. And Chief Wiggum was the Cowardly Lion,
That's easy. I'm scared. I don't want to go in there.
So my son someday is going to see The Simpsons and think it was all ripped off from The Wizard of Oz.
Well, we're back in season what, three?
Three.
Of Brockmire?
About to premiere tomorrow night.
Okay.
Or tonight. I don't know when this is.
This is Friday. Tonight is Friday. Tonight is Friday.
Oh, then it premiered 2 days ago.
On Wednesday.
Yes.
On Wednesday, season premiere of Brockmire.
Yes.
Shh, no one tell. Now, show business. One thing that hasn't changed about Brockmire is his jacket, and I'm quite honored that you brought the original jacket here tonight. This is not a test pattern. This is actually his jacket. What is the history of the jacket? Where did you get this?
This jacket, it is the actual jacket I wear on the show, kids. And It started as a short on Funny or Die.
Sure.
About 12 years ago. And the night before we shot the short, I was like, oh, it should be like a loud plaid, like the baseball announcers I remember.
Sure, classic sportscaster, yeah.
And I walked into a thrift store on La Brea and just found this jacket right on the rack for $12. And it's
nice
jacket.
Material.
And now it's proven to be irreplaceable. Like, we tried to copy the plaid. It's uncopyable for some reason. I'm not kidding. They couldn't recreate it. They came back and said, we can't copy the jacket. I'm like, does this somehow defy science? I don't see how. Why not? But they couldn't do it. So it's the only one we had. I'm sure it smells horrible.
Thrift store.
100% natural polyester.
Sure.
And it.
This coat wasn't woven, it was extruded.
It's indestructible. I'm not kidding you that it's indestructible. You can't wrinkle it. You can't hurt it. You can't. I discovered this. I had to travel with it. I had to stuff it into a backpack. I'm like, yeah, the thing's going to be ruined, and I got to wear it. It came out completely pristine. And it's irreplaceable. You can't. Here, like, can you? So, let's sit on it. Do you want to sit on it, or should
sure,
I sit on it?
I'll sit on it.
Well, because the cushions don't lift. It's there. All right. Check back with me at the end of the interview. You'll see the jacket, nothing will have happened to the jacket. You can't hurt it. And it's priceless to me. It's a sentimental value.
Why was it in a backpack? Why were you backpacking with that jacket, Hank Azaria?
I wasn't, like, through the woods. I just...
You were backpacking on, through
Hollywood? The Alps. I just was going along my merry way, and I had
you
the
never
jacket.
Know when you're going to go to a cocktail party.
You never know when you're going to be a loud plaid guy in the Alps.
I have an important question.
Sure.
Can I see the jacket now?
Oh, yes. Let's check in on the jacket. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jim Brockmeyer jacket's been horribly wrinkled, right? Horribly. Completely pristine. Absolutely not a wrinkle on it. The miracle of polyester.
Science. Science. Brockmeyer airs Wednesday nights on IFC. Hank Azaria, everybody.
Coming up, H. John Benjamin.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at paramountshop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show podcast show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest is a comedian who has voiced everything from the title roles in Archer and Bob's Burgers to a can of vegetables in Wet Hot American Summer. Please welcome H. John Benjamin. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Now, let's get this right out of the way. H. John Benjamin.
Yep.
Should I call you H? H. John?
I prefer the sound the letter makes.
What is... Do you go by John or do you go by H. John?
People do... John.
You're a prolific voice actor. Let's see. You're Sterling Archer on Archer.
Yeah.
And I think we have a clip. Archer's in an alley for some reason. Do you know why Archer's in the alley?
He's in an alley a lot.
Maybe we don't need any more than that.
He does some business there.
All right. Jim?
Come on!
Go easy, Archer!
Poofy, I swear to I will punch you right in the genitals!
It's okay. Let him go.
You big lummox! Oh, Woodhouse. So, where are you, Figgis? You got any leads? What do you think happened?
Yeah, I think he got too far behind on his dope tab, so sometime last night his dealer punched his ticket for him.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be convenient?
Not for him.
You little rat.
Oh, now scram,
oh.
Archer.
Oh, son of a... I mean, just ow.
Now, this is the eighth season coming
this
out now, right?
This would be the eighth season. Yeah.
Eighth season.
Eight.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's good.
My understanding is that for the first four seasons, mm-hmm. Archer worked for something called the International Secret Intelligence Service, or...
ISIS.
Now... Why did you change the name?
Yeah, there was a little problem that came up, after they named it ISIS. So that was unfortunate, but we changed it, yeah.
Did you literally change it in response to them?
They did, yes.
They did?
But the ISIS didn't change it.
No. Did you even think about
asking? The
terrorist
group has no affiliation with the show, but they love it.
Could they change...
They do love the show. Like, I know for a fact... That ISIS are big fans, and then
that's great.
It's a fine line because we appreciate the support.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But you gotta like I can't hang out.
No. Yeah. Now you also are Bob and Bob's Burgers.
I am. And thank you.
We got a little clip here of we've heard Archer.
Yep.
Let's hear Bob.
Okay.
Point is, Gail, you could be a little more independent and we could not give you money so much. So much money.
I just want Mr. Business to be happy.
I guess I see your point. You care more about your cat than you do about money, and that's actually nice. Even though it's really our money you don't care about.
Now, that's a huge... That's quite a range you have there between Archer and Bob.
Yeah,
how do you make the difference? What's the key for you?
It's tough. It is. There's very, very subtle distinctions that are hard to... Yeah.
Bob sounds like Archer sad.
But Bob is like this, and Archer's like this.
I totally heard the difference.
It is, and it's tough. It's tough to do that, but I've worked it out, and I... And I do work out quite a bit.
Now, this thing I hold in my hand right now is one of the... I'm incredibly excited about this.
Thank you.
I heard about this, and I love everything about it.
Yep.
This is an album put out by Sub Pop. It's a jazz album you put out.
I did.
And it's called Well, I Should Have.
Yep.
And the subtitle is...
Learned How to Play Piano.
Right down here. That's what it says down there. And you got into a studio with some serious jazz musicians.
Yes, I did.
And did not tell them that you don't know how to play the piano. And cut an album.
Yeah.
Is this true?
I mean, they knew a little bit.
They learned fairly quickly?
They knew they knew how to play their instruments, and they knew where the studio was and so forth. And then it kind of went downhill from there. Yeah.
But this is one of my favorite jazz albums I've ever heard.
It's a beautiful.
It's truly
album.
Groundbreaking.
It really is.
And
it,
I want to impress upon everyone that he actually did this.
I did do it.
And
this is not fake.
I'm so honored that you're actually going to play a little selection.
I'm going to play the first track.
This one's called "I Can't Play Piano Part One."
Yes, they're...
Okay, and the band's going to back you up.
Yep.
And if you don't mind, if I have a minute here, I don't know how to play the trumpet.
Oh.
And I was wondering whether I could sit in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.